Joint Special Representative Martin Umobi recently visited the mission sectors around Darfur. During his visit, he held various meetings, including with the state government officials, as well as with internally displaced persons in the camps of Adamata and Kalma, and in one of the refugee camps in East Darfur. Many of these IDPs have been living in the camps for more than 10 years. Mr. Umobi interacted with the IDPs, who told him about challenges they have been facing.
The women who are sitting in this meeting work as brick makers. They have taken their children out of their school to help them make money. They now work in the market as helpers and sell water. Some are homeless kids who lost their parents in the war and have no education. The aid providers don't hand out ration cards anymore to feed their children, and they need to pay school fees every month. That's another reason why they have taken their kids out of the schools.
Amna Ismail Sharaf Aldin, a leader of Adamata IDP camp in West Darfur, who has been living in the camp for 13 years. She also told Mr. Umobi about the lack of security in the camp and in the village where she's originally from. Late last year, the government of Sudan has encouraged the IDPs to leave the camps and return to their villages and declared that Darfur has completely recovered from the war and is now looking forward to achieve a full peace, stability and development, and makes 2016 the year to see the end of displacement in Darfur. According to UNHCR, there are over 2 million IDPs in Sudan by December 2015. In El Janina, West Darfur, Martin Umobi explained about UNAMID's mandate and its role in providing humanitarian aid through UN agencies.
UNAMID provides cooperation and help to the World Food Programme, whose primary responsibility is to provide food for people. The other role that we play is to see how we can help in enabling you to return voluntarily. We do this by liaising with the host authorities. And we do that, we will provide security and basic services to ensure your return when the time is right.
The people's displacement started as a consequence of the Sudanese government's response to the rebels' attack in 2003. During the Joint Special Representative's visit, the IDPs expressed their fear of UNAMID's leaving. One of them is Asa Adam Ahmed, native administrator of Sector 7 of Kalma Camp, South Darfur.
Since we are displaced here 13 years now, we have never witnessed any peace. It is our right to leave. So what is the protection? And now we hear that they want UNAMID to leave Darfur. If UNAMID left Darfur, will Darfur become hell? My people and I say that UNAMID should not leave Darfur now.
The security situation in Darfur is still precarious. In Sotoni, North Darfur, unidentified armed men on gun-mounted vehicles opened fire, killing two children and wounding several others, including a UNAMID peacekeeper. UNAMID released a statement condemning the attack. During the visit, the Joint Special Representative Martin Umobi encouraged the parties to the conflict to work for peace.
We must have a change of attitude. We must have a change of mind that we all must desire and actually work for peace. And that peace cannot be achieved through the barrel of the gun. Peace can only be achieved through a reorientation, an attitudinal change that puts emphasis on dialogue, on conversation, on trying to listen to the other side.
This is Satyabuddhi from El Fasher, Darfur, for the UN Radio.